It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Hey, happy hump day, or wonderific Wednesday, as the real Don Steele used to say. And this is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from the Laughlin Mall. Took a lot to get on the air today, but we did it. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host of Speak Out 2.0, and it's brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Bullhead Vape Shop, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron Pool Services, Talus Harbor at Bullhead City Hospital, Atco Transmission and Auto Repair, The Caring Crew, Grand Liquidations, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Stylish Lighting and Home Decor, and the Southern Financial Center. And starting Monday, Culver's of Bullhead City. And by the way, just in case you're interested, today's flavor of the day is chocolate caramel pecan. That sounds dangerous, doesn't it? You know,
yes.
Does it, that just spells the word calories, you know? But it's custard's better for you than ice cream. Anyhow, okay, so it's Speak Out 2.0. And if you have any questions, you want to call in during the show, 702-298-1063. We'll ask your question on the air, and then we ask you to listen for the answer on the radio. Our first guest today is Mike Brupp, and Mike is the administrator. I got that right. I call him CEO. I call him champion. I call him everything. But we're afraid somebody would be offended. So he's the administrator of Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead. How's Mike?
I'm doing good today. Thanks, Larry, for having me on.
You know, I think since the last time you were in, did you add something there?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's not quite No Shave November, but...
I know. It's getting there, though.
It is getting there close, so...
I think I'm going to do that, but I know that by the end of November, there might be six more hairs on my face, and they might be a quarter of an inch long. I don't grow a good beard. I tried a couple times, and, you know... You can only put up with ridicule for so long, you know, especially when guys that have good beards, like you got a good beard going there, and then they go, did you forget to shave this morning? No, I haven't shaved for 7 days. It's growing. Leave me alone.
Oh, goodness. But, well, before we get started, I promised my crew at Legacy Rehab and Care Center that I'd give a shout-out to them.
Oh, of
course. Especially
those
in the dietary department. I'm missing lunch today, and I really – they – do the best food out of anywhere I've ever been, and so I just wanted to give a shout out to them, tell them I miss not being there.
Miss lunch today,
yeah.
Huh? And you've worked in a few facilities before you came to Bullhead.
Yeah, prior to coming to Bullhead, I was a what they call kind of a fix-it specialist. I'd go in and when we had operational issues or compliance issues, I'd go in and get things squared away and make sure that things were taken care of appropriately, and that was kind of a, you know, that was my forte and my niche, if you will, and did that for, gosh, the majority of my career. Coming here to Bullhead City, it's really a place where I wanted to, you know, once I met our CEO, Kristen Ott, she was such an amazing presence when I met her that I really felt very comfortable about coming here and wanting to, you know, finish my career here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so... we're empty nesters, my wife and I.
How far are the kids from Bullhead?
Well, they are, the closest is about 6 hours, and they're in, Utah County in Utah.
Okay.
And then, we have some that live in.
But you can meet in Vegas halfway.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Well, at least it's a nice drive for you to Vegas, yeah.
Yeah. And then Southeast Idaho, but we have them all coming down for Thanksgiving, so we're excited about
that. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so... it's been really fun getting to meet people like yourself and get to know the community quite a bit. So really I've had an
well, you
enjoyable
know,
time.
When I moved here 39 years ago, it was a small town.
Right.
And now, I mean, it's still not as large as Kingman or Havasu, but it's still a smaller town. But it used to be you'd go to El Palacio for lunch, and you'd know 25 people in the room.
Right.
You know, we had an old Colorado Bell, which was where the tower for the Edgewater sits now. And it was about the size of the Regency. But when you walked in there on a Friday and Saturday night to go dancing, and I was younger then, you knew everybody there, you know. It was like all the locals' hangout.
Right.
And now I can, you know, go a day and go into different businesses and go hit Walmart or something on my way home, and I don't see anybody I know. But it used to be you saw people all the time.
Right. Right.
And so I love that closeness of Bullhead. And even now it seems that, you know, we have a chamber mixer and you know 80% of the people at the mixer.
Right.
We were just talking before we came on the air about the Corn Fest this weekend. And you'll go to the Corn Fest and you'll know a lot of people there.
Right.
You know, and that's what makes this town work, I think.
Yeah. I'm real excited about being able to be here. I just really think that we have a dynamic setup with our healthcare environment here in Mojave County.
And it's growing.
Yeah.
You know, with Talus Hospital opening, yeah, with the mental component, mm-hmm, for a hospital stay, we've never had anything like that.
Right.
And so it's growing. Warm Sea brought in 4 new doctors.
Yeah.
And you've probably met them all, yeah, because they've probably been in and out of your facility talking to patients and whatnot.
I know a few of them, yes.
Yeah. So. And so your facility is kind of split in two. I mean, you've got the rehab side, which is somebody that might have a fractured hip and nobody,
correct,
at home to take care of them, so they need to maybe move into a facility for a couple months to get back on their feet and get trucking again.
Right. That's the short-term post-acute rehab is what we do there.
Post-acute.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so,
I should write that down. Post-acute.
Yeah. After they have a stay at the hospital, generally, we are kind of like a step down
right
before they get to go home.
Right.
And so rehab will work with them. We either have occupational therapy or physical therapy or speech therapy. We have restorative therapy as well, which helps as is another component now. And then nursing, obviously, is the most major component of it all. And we have 24-hour nursing services that provide any care that they need with all of the symptoms that they have with their diagnoses that they've come,
right,
to us with. So yeah, it's really your one-stop shop. You know,
you've got to have some skilled nursing when they know what this patient needs, what that patient needs, and whatnot to get them so they can go home.
Right. I really think that we have a great nursing staff. It's really very dynamic. They understand a lot of different things. When you get a long-term care nurse, a SNF nurse is what we call a skilled nursing facility nurse, that they work with short-term rehab, post-acute rehab folks, and then they also work with the long-term care folks. They really are fantastic at what they do. I'd stack a long-term care nurse up against any nurse any day of the week.
Yeah.
I think we have really some great nursing. Amber Reyes, who is our director of nursing now, and Rowena Becker, who is her assistant director of nursing, they just do a fantastic job. And
good.
And all their nurses, you know, just like I said, another shout out,
yeah,
to them. Yeah.
And so how many nurses do you have? Because, like you said, you're 24-hour and,
right,
two sides.
Well, we have sufficient for our needs. You know, generally on a day shift, it just depends on what our acuity is and
how
many folks we have. And,
right.
But at a minimum, you know, we have you know, people to staff each area that we have.
Good.
And
okay.
So we run, you know, eight nurses a day.
Eight nurses a day. That's a pretty good
evening. So,
that's,
yeah,
a pretty good size,
yeah,
operation.
So, yeah. So,
yeah,
it's pretty, pretty significant. You know, they.
Yeah. Because I know my wife in ICU at Valley View, it's usually just her and another nurse.
Yeah.
You know, and so when you're talking eight.
It's not,
you know,
eight. I mean, eight a day. I apologize. Eight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All
for
right.
For the day, but then we have other folks that help out. We,
sure,
have CNAs, and we have the therapy group is there. We,
right,
have activities there. We have the dining staff who take care of all of our meals and things of that nature. We have several ancillary
departments.
Departments,
right,
that help, yeah. So.
And they feed you every day there.
Yes, they do.
Oh,
I haven't missed any meals, I can tell you, as you can see.
No, that's okay.
It is the best food I've ever had. Now,
do they bring it to you in your office, or do you have to go to the
kitchen?
No,
I go pick it up. I'm happy to go do it, actually. So I love to see those guys in there. They're always very busy and hard workers.
Good.
And then to get to say hi to everybody when I walk in
the dining room. And I've said this to you before, but when you have a facility that is a skilled nursing facility and you have patients that basically live there until...
It's their home.
Mm-hmm. You walk into some of those places in some towns and there's an odor in the air.
Wow.
You know, they smell. And I will tell you that I have been in Legacy in the past when it was not even called Legacy, and there was that odor. And now when I walk in there to see you... The order's gone.
Well, we work very hard there, and that's just not acceptable to us. You know, Creative Care, the company that we are a part of, you know, they are fantastic operators, and they really want to make sure that we give a good, give the best quality care that we can.
Good. And part of that is keeping the building up and whatnot, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. Right. We in Mojave County, I think, are just really blessed by the presence of Creative Care and what they want to do. You know, they have three skilled nursing facilities in the valley.
Right.
And, you know, just are very, very wanting to make sure that we give the very best of what we can do.
Well, that's good because, you know, as like I said, I've been here 39 years, so I could end up in your facility someday. You just don't know, you know.
I'll make sure that we take good care of you.
Thanks, Mike. You know, but you do have to look at those things, and you have to realize that at one point in time, we were almost a retirement community.
Right.
And now we're not so much that, but we'd still get a lot of people retiring here, you know, or like you, finishing your career here.
Right.
And so the more people that we have in the geriatric age group, you need more services for them.
Right. Yes, it's really a viable service, and it's a great option to have. You know, there's several different areas, you know, of the long-term care sector. There's assisted living, there's home health, and then even hospice as well. We talk about that. But, you know, gosh, there's just that area of need that we really accommodate, you know, the folks that just are not able to go home yet, or those who are just not able to take care of themselves.
That's great because the family of those individuals have to really rest well knowing that they're in your care.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
You know, that's really what we hope.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're not going to have a problem with someone getting pregnant in your facility, right? Like they did in Phoenix?
I don't know that we even want to go there, Larry. That was really unfortunate.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, unfortunate.
All right, Mike, let us take a break. We'll be right back and talk more about Legacy Rehab and Care.
Seniors with mental difficulties can often be a major problem for the entire family. Not anymore. Hello, I'm Maria Harris with Talus Harbor at Bullhead City Hospital. We specialize in major depression, suicidal thoughts, paranoia, bipolar, substance abuse, and more. Now open serving seniors with emotional and mental health issues. Call us for more information, 928-299-5178. Allow us to care for your loved one. Allow your family to rest. Talus Harbor at Bullhead City Hospital, 928-299-5178.
Welcome back to Perkins. What are we thinking?
Well, this new pot roast menu has me thinking about my mom's pot roast.
Honey, fancy meeting you here.
Weird. It has me imagining her, too.
I think that's really her.
Think she's following me?
Enjoy the taste of your home at our home. Introducing Perkins' new pot roast menu featuring pot roast stroganoff, fajita breakfast quesadilla, and more. Starting at $8.99. It's the new pot roast menu for a limited time only at Perkins.
Let's face it, weekly shopping in Laughlin isn't exactly a breeze. Thankfully, the solution to your aches and pains has arrived. The Caring Crew. Specializing in delivery and home care, the Caring Crew is dedicated to accomplishing the everyday tasks you can't live without. Grocery runs, medicine pickup, mail pickup, doctor visits, even light work around the house, all on a monthly basis. Enjoy retirement. The crew will take care of the rest. The Caring Crew. Now serving the Laughlin area. Give them a call. 515-205-8635. Your car is something you simply can't function without. So when your vehicle stops working as it should, you need a dependable auto repair shop to get to the bottom of the problem as quickly as possible. Family owned and operated, ATCO Transmissions and Auto Repair is the shop to trust. Serving Bullhead City, Arizona. Whether your car is in need of a minor fix or an extensive overhaul, ATCO Auto is known for giving your vehicle the full attention until it's running the way it should be. That's backed by customer reviews. ATCO Auto Repair, the big blue building off of Hancock and the 95, right behind Hobby Lobby, Bullhead City.
Grand Liquidations is open to save you money. You save up to 50% and more on everything in the store. Overstocked quality merchandise, furniture, snack foods, toys, bedding, tools, different size barbecues, floor appliances and countertop appliances, plumbing supplies, and more. Stop in today. See the wide selection. You'll be shocked at how much you save throughout the store. Grand Liquidations, 2561 Highway 95 in Bullhead City, squeezed in between Circle K and 4.
We're back on Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you every day by Southern Financial Center, Stylish Lighting and Home Decor, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Grand Liquidations, The Caring Crew, ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, Talus Harbor at Bullhead City Hospital, Barron Pool Services, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Bullhead Vape Shop, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, and Perkins Family Restaurant. And speaking of Legacy, we have Mike, who runs Legacy with all these different departments, and you got a lot of people under you.
Well, I don't like to say under me, but I have a lot of people that I work with.
Right, yes. Yeah.
They do a great job.
But when you think about, you know, like you said, the chefs and the building and the maintenance people and then, you know, all your nursing staff and physical therapists, it's a lot.
There is, yes. Yeah. It's a pretty big operation. We have 120 beds and, you know, then we have the same over in Kingman,
right.
You know, another 120 bed, and then an 88 bed facility as well that tailors to a specific clientele that, you know, to help in that area.
Right.
But here in Bullhead City, we really work with the post acute rehab, like I said, and those are the folks that really, you know, we feel have a big need here in this
yeah.
area.
Yeah, because you sometimes you just got to go to a facility and be catered to, but you still, but then there's that physical therapist, and I'm convinced that every physical therapist is mean.
Well,
because they shove you, they push you, they pull you, they make you work so hard and all that good stuff. And when you leave, though, you go, oh, they were the nicest people. But when you're there, you know, they're hard on you.
It is hard. It's not for sissies, I'll tell you that.
No, it's not.
You know, they teach you how to do things that you're just, you know, not really ready to be able to do, and
right.
want you to make sure that we're, you know, that is our main goal, is that if you are able to go home, we want you to be successful at home.
Right.
We don't want to see you have to come back. You know, we really appreciate the fact that we get to be key components in that spectrum or that
the process. Because everybody has
home.
Their own individual
yeah.
plan, right? If
right.
it's a fractured hip or a knee or whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But then you also probably get people that have had a stroke.
Right.
And then that's tough. That's even harder.
It just depends on what's going on with them. You know, each individual is different. Each individual, you know, has their own individual plan of care.
Right.
And we want to make sure that we are tailored everything to them so that they can be as successful as possible, whether that is, you know, that whether they transition to our long-term care where they are going to need to stay there.
A little bit longer sometimes.
Yeah, or yeah. we have them transition to a lesser care facility like an assisted living, or if they get to go home, which is
the hardest part explaining to their insurance company what you're doing for them, because insurance companies can be brutal.
At times, they, you know, the struggle is real with insurance groups.
Yeah.
We work hand in hand, obviously, with them, and you know, we have some really great partners in the healthcare arena working with them. But sometimes they just don't see things the way we see them, and so we really want to make sure that it's that they, you know, are there until they are able to be successful
right.
in going home. And they're pretty good about working with
and
us.
And the frustrating part's always got to be when somebody's trying to say, well, Dr. Jones wants this for this patient, and you're talking to a clerk at the insurance company saying, oh, we don't think that's necessary. And you try to educate that individual that probably has no medical training whatsoever.
Well, we have some pretty good case managers that work with them and folks that take care of that. And, you know, they stay in pretty good contact with us. And they really seem to, you know, give us the latitude we need to take care of the folks.
That's good because there's got to be a trust there.
I believe there is, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Mike, you're on Silver Creek Road. What's the address?
2812 Silver Creek Road.
And do you know the phone number?
I do. It is 928-763-1404.
Yeah, one thing you don't do is call work often
right.
when you're there every day.
Right.
So, yeah. I know.
But anybody can stop on by. And, you know, we for years have had a Halloween give out the
candy?
Trunk or treat.
Okay.
But we this year have not been able to do that. We really feel that it's kind of a safety concern, so I want to make sure everybody
okay.
understands that that we won't be doing that this year. However, we do things throughout the year, Christmas and things that
well
nature,
and there are
Easter.
Plenty of trunk or treats going on. I have a whole list of them here, you know.
Right.
So there's other places to go if you can't do it. Like you said, it's a safety factor, and that's when you got to say nope, can't do it. All right, Mike, and you like people to come in and take a tour of the facility.
Absolutely.
So they kind of understand.
Stop by any time they need to. And
especially family members that think I might want to put my mom or my dad in there and let me see it first.
Yeah. It's such an overwhelming process at first, especially if you're behind the gun when you really need it and you want to make sure that, you know, you kind of know what you're getting into. And so it's really nice to stop by. We're happy to give tours to anybody.
So is there a compassionate rating you have for all your staff? Because, I mean, when they're
I can
dealing,
tell you that we really get a lot of things going on. So
we might have a question here.
Oh,
hold
okay.
on. Let's see. We got a question. You're on Speak Out. Hello.
Hi. Just wanted to do a shout-out to the Legacy, Mike.
Okay. Go ahead. You're on the air. You're on the air. Go
hey,
ahead.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for the shout-out to the Legacy.
Oh, you
okay.
bet. You bet.
You recognize the voice, Mike?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks.
So your own staff calling in to give you a shout-out from Legacy.
I guess.
That's nice. All right, so stop by for a tour and the compassion. Your people have to be compassionate with not only the patients but with their families, huh?
It takes a special person to be a CNA to go in and basically take care of somebody who can't take care of themselves,
right.
and to do it with dignity and respect and compassion with the person that they're working with. It really takes. I got to hand it to them. You know, those CNAs are some of the hardest workers I've ever met in my life, and have to really suit up and show up every day.
Yep.
And then, you know, they're followed up with a nurse that is in there and it just has unconditional love. You know, you see that even with the tough ones, you know, because sometimes folks, you know, especially when they're not feeling good, they don't, you know, they get kind of grumpy at times.
Yes, they can, huh?
And I'll tell you, the nurses and the CNAs and everybody there, you know, we're in this because we want to help somebody.
Right.
You know, and it's not a thing where, you know, we're absolutely not in it for the money. I guess you can say that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But we really want to make sure that, you know, people feel at home and feel that they are loved and cared for. So
good.
And I think that we do a very good job at that.
Mike, thank you so much.
Thank you, Larry.
All right, stop by and take a tour of Legacy and see all the folks up there, not just the ones that call in. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Larry.
A new store in Bullhead City has the perfect light for that area you've been unable to illuminate. Now open, stylish lighting and home decor. If you're tired of going to the big box store for your lighting needs, stylish lighting and home decor welcomes you. See the quality, unique lighting you've been searching for. Questions are encouraged and consultations are available either in your home or the showroom. Mojave Drive across from Walmart.
Vaping eliminated Tim's 40-year smoking habit, and with his wife, Cody, they're letting our community know vaping works and changes lives. Bullhead Vape is a friendly and comfortable environment where you're taken care of, and they know just how to get you set up and going. Bullhead Vape Shop hosts an unparalleled selection of e-liquid, incredible hardware, customer loyalty punch card, and daily specials. Two awesome locations open between, well, let's say between 10-ish and 7-ish. Across from Maverick on the 95 in Fort Mojave, and across from Coyote Cafe on the 95 Bullhead City.
Warm Sea is listening to our community. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center heard the call for more primary care doctors, and yes, that's me. Hello, I'm Dr. Ludon Simmons, and I'm here to care for you and your family. I'm here to help you with your health needs at Silver Creek Family Practice on the Bullhead Parkway. Warm Sea is bringing more doctors to serve you locally and keep you close to home. Call us today at 763-2273. That's 763-CARE, and we do at Warm Sea.
Once again, Mojave Electric's Operation Cool Shade program was a huge success. 1,800 trees were purchased in about 9 days. Tree pickup is November 9th at the Justice Complex parking lot on Alona's Way starting at 7 a.m. If you are new to trees and shrubs or have years of experience, our master gardeners are hosting a seminar on how to properly take care of your new trees. The seminar will be at the Mojave County Library on Hancock Road, October 17th at 2 p.m. This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Let's face it, weekly shopping in Laughlin isn't exactly a breeze. Thankfully, the solution to your aches and pains has arrived. The Caring Crew. Specializing in delivery and home care, the Caring Crew is dedicated to accomplishing the everyday tasks you can't live without. Grocery runs, medicine pickup, mail pickup, doctor visits, even light work around the house, all on a monthly basis. Enjoy retirement. The crew will take care of the rest. The Caring Crew. Now serving the Laughlin area. Give them a call. 515-205-8635.
We're back on Speak Out 2.0, live from our Laughlin Mall studio. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host, and the show every day is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant. And I'm having lunch today at Perkins with Dominic. But you can have breakfast, lunch, or dinner there. And, of course, then there's the pies and the muffins and the cookies and the brownies. They're all so good. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, we just visited with Mike. And, of course, you know, physical therapist, occupational and speech therapist, and a skilled nursing facility. Bullhead Vape Shop, they've opened their door so you can close your door to cigarette smoking. They've got 160 quality liquids and all the hardware. And they're on Highway 95 and Bullhead right across from Coyote Cafe. Mojave Electric Cooperative, where you can get your co-op connection card on Hancock Road at their offices, but you can also pick up your trees on the 9th of next month at City Hall. 1,800 trees were purchased in about 6 days to keep your home cool and protected. So pick up your trees on the 9th. Barron's Pool Services, if you're thinking it was a hot summer and you want a pool next year, they can design your pool for you, they can build your pool for you, they can landscape it, and if you want, they can clean it on a monthly basis. If you're thinking about a pool, call Barron's. Talus Harbor at Bullhead City Hospital with quality new facility with patients that are in the geriatric age that have a mental or health difficulties, call them if you need to. Talus Harbor at Bullhead City Hospital. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, where they'll fix your transmission, your AC, anything under your hood. Just go in and see Joe and Jeff. There are the two blue buildings behind Hobby Lobby and Bullhead. The Caring Crew, they serve you in your home. They'll go grocery shopping for you, pick up your medications, do some home care, everyday type tasks. You need that service, call the Caring Crew. Grand Liquidations in Bullhead, where they have big items from big box stores, but at Bullhead City prices. You should check it out. Appliances, furniture, all kinds of odds and ends in there. If you haven't been into Grand Liquidations, check them out in Bullhead City on Highway 95. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center with four new doctors to serve you. Plus, they have a quick care out in Fort Mojave if you need that. For questions, call 763-CARE, 763-2273. Stylish Lighting and Home Decor. They are the new stepped-up store. In other words, if you bought lights in big box stores and you want to step up to a better light, you should check out Stallis Lighting and Home Decor on Mojave Drive in Bullhead City. The Southern Financial Center, they'll take care of your insurance needs. They can answer all your questions for Medicare. You have a one-on-one with a Medicare expert. And they don't sell Medicare, but they can answer all your questions. Call K Gary or Jennifer, 763-4360. And then starting Monday, we're brought to you by Culver's, where today the flavor of the day is chocolate caramel pecan. Does that sound good?
Sounds delicious.
I know. And in the studio now, we have Sean Bradford from EPCOR, Vice President of EPCOR. And if you have any questions, 702-298-1063. Crunch time.
Yes.
Yep.
13 days.
I know. We get mail every day from either the no side or the yes side.
There's lots of information out there right now, yes.
So when you filed for your rate increase a couple years ago, you told the Corporation Commission it was basically $38, $39 million value in Bullhead for both systems, the Mojave and North Mojave. Is that the way it's rated?
So when we talk about value, you mean fair market value if you were going to go through condemnation or rate base?
Well, that's, I don't know.
They're different. That's why I'm asking, Larry.
That's a number you gave the FCC or the ACC.
That's rate base.
That's rate base.
Rate base, yes.
Okay. What's the difference between the different?
So rate base is original cost. So it's like the original cost of your house. So okay. What did you pay for your house when you bought it, you know, X years ago? Fair market value is what is it worth today? And typically, like a home, it will increase in value over time.
Sure.
Depending on the condition, though, it may not. So, you know, one of the things that you do in a fair market value assessment is you typically have an engineering firm come in and they do an actual physical inspection of the infrastructure, just like you would get a home inspector to come in and physically
right.
inspect your home. And if the roof is bad and the foundation's cracked and the walls are, you know, leaking, it's not going to be worth as much as if it's a well-run, well-maintained system.
Right.
And I think the one of the crux of the arguments on 415 is going to be, if it passes, what's the impact to the ratepayers?
Right.
And I think there's been lots of numbers thrown out from the city side and certainly from their consultant and from the folks that are yes on 415. And I've seen numbers, you know, 40, 55, 71, 80.
Noticed in today's paper that they had recapped Ruftalis's numbers in a little paragraph and basically said that supposedly around 55 would be a middle number.
And yeah, the Ruftalis report talks about 55 being the most probable number between a willing seller and a willing buyer.
Right. That was kind of the premise.
That was the premise.
Right.
Exactly. So the challenge that we have with eminent domain is like when a city or a government, you know, say the state of Arizona wants to build a new freeway through Bullhead City, if the homeowners along the path of the road want to work out a deal and sell their property, they can, and they can reach an agreement with the city or the state or the federal government, depending on the type of the project. If a homeowner feels that their value is greater than what they're being offered, there's a court process. There's a litigious
right.
process where you go through and you have to go into court, and you typically will bring your experts into the room, and the government would bring theirs in, and a judge would set or a jury would set, this is the price of the property, and then the law allows the government to then take that private property, compensate the individual that was impacted and pay them what they consider to be fair market value.
And that's where you kind of see where this is headed?
Correct. And I think the reason why we see it headed in that direction is all of the numbers that have been thrown out by the city's consultant and other parties that are on the yes side, we think do not represent the true value of the infrastructure. And that's our opinion. We've said all along, and I think we've been pretty consistent, excuse me.
With your 130, yeah.
At least 130. That's kind of been the number we said. So we hired Gannett Fleming to do an assessment. And Gannett Fleming is a company that's been around for more than a century. They do fair market valuations. They typically, especially on the East Coast, in the central part of the country and on the East Coast, they typically do fair value assessments for cities that are selling their infrastructure to companies like EPCOR. So it's the opposite.
Okay.
But they typically work for the city because from an accounting perspective, when you look at city's infrastructure, it doesn't have a lot of book value. And I'm not an accountant, but it doesn't have a lot of book value. So you use this fair market process. And Gannett Fleming is typically hired by cities to do that. And then the city offers that infrastructure up for sale. And they say, here's what we think the price will be. And then there's a negotiation between the willing seller and the
right.
willing buyer. And it gets bought. So we hired Gannett Fleming. And we said, do the cost model that was in the city's statement of work with Ruftalis, because I've argued all along that when you read the Ruftalis scope of work and then the memo that they delivered to the city, they talk up and down about the cost model, and they didn't do one. And they clearly say, we looked at it, but we gave it zero value. So we said, do the cost model, Gannett Fleming. So Gannett's done that, and they've come back with a value of about $134 million. So that study in its entirety is on our is on the website for TAC, the noon415.com.
Right.
Anyone can go on, log in, put in your name and your name and your email, and you'll get a link. It's a fairly voluminous report, but it has all of the work papers, all of the effort that Gannett Fleming went in, and we think that continues to validate our point that we believe when we get through this election and it's, say, 415 passes, the city will then most likely move into the courts at some point in the near future, and they'll have a they'll seek a right to take the asset. And assuming the courts say, yes, you have the right to take it, now they have voter authorization to fund it,
right?
And they have voter authorization to start the eminent domain process. Then they would move into the courts, and they would ask the courts to set a value that they would pay to EPCOR. And we believe the courts are going to return a value towards the number we say, which is $134 million.
Right.
That's the bone of contention, and it, you know, one of many
right.
bones of contention.
That's the biggest one, though.
That is a big $134 million, regardless of the interest rate, is a lot of money.
So what we have is we have the cities with their financial, with their experts saying 55, and we have EPCOR with their experts saying 139.
134. But
134.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Excuse me. So 134, and then we've got to sit back and let the voters decide and then take those two numbers and go into a courtroom and battle it out.
Well, there would be, again, there would be experts that would be called in. It wouldn't
right.
be it wouldn't be me and say, the city manager sitting in a courtroom working that. We'd have engineers. We'd have accountants. I would imagine the city would have similar engineers
right.
and accountants, and they'd be attorneys that would make legal arguments on why it should be X or why it should be Y. That's the process, and our concern is we think that risk and the impact to the ratepayers is too great, and that's why we've taken the position we think it should be no on 415.
Okay. We have a question. You
sure.
have a question? Hello?
Oh, sir.
You're on the air.
Thank you very much for – hey, Mark over here across the river, Bullhead.
Okay.
I have a question, and I pray that it hasn't been discussed already, so bear with me if it has. Just stop me. What I don't understand, after listening to all the pros and cons, and I'm for the purchase, but
okay,
when somebody comes in, when a utility decides to sell and puts it up for sale, and different people come in and out to look at it, does the city have any kind of input? Who is going to buy this utility company? The people of the town don't have any choice. Because if they did, maybe somebody didn't do their homework, because this is a really complicated bugaboo here.
So,
and just one other thing, and I ran into it myself just this last weekend, and a lot of other people, suddenly it's getting to be the same thing. We don't really have an option who else to go to other than DISH TV. But this water thing, man, if there's kind of like an interview process, I think maybe that would have eliminated some of this problem, but I do appreciate you listening to me, and I listen off the air here.
Okay, thank you very much. So, if I understand his question, if I understand it, he wants to know if somebody else can buy it.
Well, I think, and again, we're kind of guessing here. I think what he was asking is when EPCOR purchased the utility back in 2012, could the city have stepped in and bought it, or could the city have instructed another buyer to purchase it? Is I think what he was asking. I'm not really sure.
And I'm guessing the answer is yes.
Well, I think what it is the answer is probably the city can do whatever it wants to do. This was a private transaction between one private company to another private company.
Right.
The government really truly wasn't involved in terms of who can buy it, because we're regulated with the Arizona Corporation Commission. The protection that's there is if the buyer, EPCOR, wants to spend three times what it's worth to the seller, I think the seller would probably sell that. Like, you'd let me buy your house for three times what it's worth now.
Definitely.
You would. Who wouldn't?
Right.
But how does that impact the ratepayers? That's the protection that the ACC provides, where they would only allow the buyer, EPCOR, to recover a percentage of that purchase price.
Okay.
So I think that's where there's a safety valve in there.
Right.
I think a willing seller can sell to whatever a willing buyer wants to pay. But when you're regulated, the willing buyer can't take all of that cost and pass it on to the ratepayers, because that's not fair.
Because that's what they would do if they paid three times more.
They could seek that.
Right.
And because of the safety valve with the commission wouldn't allow it.
Okay.
So when we purchased the utility, We bought all of Arizona and all of New Mexico for $477 million, round numbers.
Right.
There was about a 2% premium in that purchase price. That 2% premium we never recovered in rates. So the commission said it's worth $465 million. I'm making, you know, I'm guessing that number. It's somewhere in that range. And that's what was allowed into rates, not the extra. So, again, I think with the commission, you can have that protection. The city could certainly, and, you know, if we were for sale now and the city wanted to buy it, they could. If you wanted to buy it, that you could. But then you'd have to work through the regulator to get that approved to see what happens to the consumers in their rates.
Right. So, but when the city buys it, they won't have to work through the ACC. They were to the council, right?
Well, they would have to condemn it. They're not going to get the opportunity to buy it because we're not for sale.
Right. Okay.
But if they condemned it and the court said, yes, you can take the utility, they would have to then compensate us with the fair market value of it. And then at that point, they would own the utility. They would write us the check, assuming that happens. And then they would own the infrastructure.
Right.
And then they could regulate that themselves. That's
right.
I think that's another one of the arguments. We believe that there's a lot more protection from the consumer in the model that we're under today. City council, I've heard the mayor speak. I've been with the mayor on the TV a couple weeks back. He feels differently. And, again,
right. That's
just a difference of opinion.
Right. Well, and I know your signs say, you know, it's going to hurt seniors.
Yes.
Don't you feel the increases so far to date that EPCOR has received also hurts everybody?
Well, it's a fair point, Larry. And what we always try to say is, let me provide some context to that. We invested $32 million of infrastructure into the city to continue to provide safe, reliable service. So while costs have gone up, and every meeting I'm at, I always say, we acknowledge that the costs have gone up. Because I couldn't sit here and honestly tell you, oh, the prices haven't gone up. Of course they have.
Yeah.
But there's been benefits in that increase. And when you step back and you look at some of the programs that we offer to help folks that are low income, not necessarily seniors, low income, disabled veterans, there's some assistance there. And then I think the other issue is...
But aren't those programs new and aren't they regulated by the ACC or insisted by the ACC?
We have we've had a low income program in the Mojave District.
Okay.
Previous to the EPCOR owning the company.
Right.
We've increased the number of participants and the amount of the credit per month since EPCOR has taken the utility over. We've asked for and they approved low income in North Mojave because that was a system we didn't own when we came into Arizona. And then we've also added the Disabled Veterans Program and the Deployed Service Member Program. And the Disabled Veterans and the Deployed Service Members, those costs are all coming out of EPCOR's pockets. On the low-income program, there's a process that the state of Arizona, the commission, uses as it relates to a surcharge to get the revenues that fund that program are self-generated by the high-end water users.
Okay. But are those programs all started now? Because I thought there was a delay.
So they are. The shorter answer is yes. They're online. There was an issue with the commission. The commission did not approve the plans of administration. They want to know the rules that were going to apply to these programs. They didn't approve those until July the 1st. So per the commission, we can start offering those credits July the 1st. The companies made the decision that anyone that had applied between April 1st and July 1st will get the full credit back to whenever they applied. So if there was pre-existing customers that were on April 1st, they're going to get that $10 credit from April all the way through July.
Okay.
And that's going to be EPCOR's pocket. We're not asking for recovery. It's just the right thing to do. There was a delay, not our fault, but we want to make sure that the people that needed the assistance will get it. So they'll be getting those programs, and they should be appearing in the bills this month.
Okay. Your signs also say grows government.
Yes.
Does 30 people really grow government?
Well, it's more than what's there now, so by definition, yes, it grows.
Wow.
And Bullhead City doesn't have 3,000 employees, right?
Right.
They get a couple hundred?
Probably.
So 30 employees is what, 15, 20% increase?
Right.
That's an increase.
But with them comes an avenue to pay them.
Absolutely.
Right.
And liabilities in terms of additional pension obligations.
Right.
We don't offer pensions to our employees. We have a 401k program.
Right.
City has a pension obligation, and that pension obligation... That delta is continuing to grow. Public safety is the same challenge, right?
Exactly. So, public safety is a huge challenge, let me tell you.
Correct. And the ASRS program has unfunded liabilities into the billions of dollars. We've just added to that by 30 people. Now, is that going to tip the scales? No. But does it increase it? Absolutely.
Right.
So there is, you know, the argument is government does grow. It's gotten bigger. If Proposition 415 passes, it will become even larger.
You think the rates will go up?
Well, they haven't said the rates are going to go down. Raftellis's arguments and the numbers, this is the city's consultant, not EPCOR's numbers. The city's consultant at no point says the rates will be where they are today. EPCOR's customers pay $34 to $37. The Raftellis report says they're going to pay $40 to $55 or $56 under city ownership. So to me, the rates aren't going down, and that's the little, they had that meeting back in, I think it was July or August, where Raftellis had the little report with the charts in it.
Right.
I'm trying to find it here. But they haven't stated that the rates are going to go down under city ownership.
You come in with a small book. The mayor walked in two weeks ago.
He's got a big old binder.
5-inch binder.
He's got a big old binder. Here, I found it. So the city said, again, depending on the purchase price, the rates will be anywhere between $40.18 and $53.76. That's the Raftellis report I'm looking at.
Okay.
Our bills today are between $34 and $37.
All right. We have about 2 minutes.
Sure.
What do you want to wrap up with?
Well, again, for those folks that haven't voted, and the ones that have, first off, I want to say thank you.
Right.
We live in a democracy. Larry, you and I were talking off the air.
Yep.
We want everyone in the city that's eligible to vote to vote.
Yeah.
It's incredibly important that your voice is
heard. If you got a ballot in the mail, vote.
And, you know, I'm not here to say, you know, yes or no. It's important that your voice is heard because this is a democracy, and we need to continue to support that. I think at the end of the day, the folks that haven't voted yet, I would just ask you to continue to take a minute and read what's on the ballot. I think that's incredibly important. The city's asking for the ability to take out a private business. So eminent domain is, in some circles, an ugly word. It's
right.
It's a bit of a government overreach. But you've got a well-run private utility that's going to be forced out of business through government takeover. And then the government's asking for the ability to pay up to $130 million for it. Now, they've consistently said the rates, the price is less than that.
Right.
Well, why hasn't the city come out and said, we'll only pay $55 million? If it's more than that, we won't close the deal.
Well, because they know a judge is going to make that decision, and they don't want to say 55 and have a judge say 57.
So say 80. Why ask for $130 million if you don't believe it's worth $130 million?
I think they went for the 130 because that was your number all along, and there is the possibility that a judge can say 130.
So if the judge says 130 and the markets go crazy on interest rates, like we've said, the potential exists there. 8% at $130 million is $400 million in debt.
Right.
And we just don't think that the city of Bullhead can afford $400 million of debt. That's our opinion. The voters need to decide that,
right,
at the end of the day. And if you vote yes or you vote no, I think the most important thing is your voice is heard. For those folks that are undecided, read what's being asked of you. Make an educated decision, and at the end of the day, that's where we need to fall.
And what's the website again?
www.knowon415.com.
Okay.
And that's our study there.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you.
It's time for the annual enrollment for Medicare plans through December 7th. Do you know what all the changes are going to be in your insurance plans? Do you know all of your options? Let the Southwest Financial Center answer your insurance questions, supplement plans, prescription plans, and more. Call for a free appointment, 763-4360, or reach TSFC on TTY 711 lines for hearing impaired. TSFC are locally licensed insurance agents to take your calls. 763-4360. Pool cleaning. Never fun, unless it's your forte, your profession, your training, something you take pride in. Then you do an excellent job. You know the best products, best tools, and even the tricks of the trade. We just described the staff at Barron Pool Services. Cleaning is their favorite thing to do. Barron can do it all. Design, install, landscape, clean, chemical check, and repair your pool. If you have a pool and you're looking for an expert, Barron. 758-5499.
You've seen the building on Silver Creek Road for years, but what do they do at the Legacy Rehab and Care Center? They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy, and an expert nursing staff who will help you successfully transition home after a hospital stay. The Legacy is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs in a home-like environment. Stop by and check them out. The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road, under new management, locally owned and operated.
Grand Liquidations of Bullhead City buys their quality inventory from large online and big box retailers. Overstocked shelves, discontinued items, and some returned brand new items. They buy name brands, Ashley, Lazy Boy, Serta, Simmons, and many more. You save big with a low overhead and great buying power. Check out the store. Walk through. You have nothing to lose. Come see for yourself. Grand Liquidations, 2561 Highway 95, squeezed in between Circle K and Ford.
For the first time in history, the infamous Mother Road will host every gearhead's fantasy. Street drag racing. The Kingman Route 66 Drags, presented by Napa Auto Parts, is coming to the Mother Road October 25th, 26th, and 27th. Right on Route 66 in Kingman, Arizona. Directly in front of Martin Swanee Dodge and Napa Auto Parts. Register your Go Fast Street Car online at KingmanRoute66StreetDrags.com. Got one of those professional dragsters? Enter to win the Outlaw Cars 32 Winner Take All competition. Get the details online at KingmanRT66StreetDrags.com. Want to taste the rubber? Get your all-inclusive weekend hospitality suite passes, $200 per person. Go online to KingmanRT66StreetDrags.com.
We're back on Speak Out 2.0. Sorry about the delay there. We were finishing up talking with Sean from EPCOR. Let's talk about community calendar. We got about 4 minutes here, 3 minutes here. Tonight there is a job fair going on at Mojave County in Kingman. Goes until 2 o'clock, and that's at the Mojave County Administration Building. It's up in the mezzanine up on top. You got to go up the stairs, but it goes on to 2 o'clock. Put on by Arizona Works, and 753-0723 is the number. Tonight is the walk away from drugs in Bullhead City. Kicks off at 4:30. We ask you to get ready and get lined up at Ken Fovard Park on Train Road. 5 o'clock we start walking. I say we because I'm going to be there walking. Got any questions? Call Lori Duggins at the Bullhead City Police Department, 763-9200. There is a trunk or treat tomorrow at Desert Valley Elementary School in Bullhead City from 5 to 6. Any questions, call the front office at the school, 758-6606. And then tomorrow, Saint has a raffle going on and a 50-50 and a fundraiser at Hooch's. And that's from 5 to 8 tomorrow night during the football game, of course. Any questions, call Saint at 985-0663. Tomorrow night, there's a chamber mixer at the Bullhead Chamber Mixer at the at the AV Casino from 5:30 to 7. Oh, that's south end of town, over on the other side. You got to go across the bridge to the AV. 5:30 to 7. And any questions, call the Bullhead Chamber, 754-4121. Sunridge Village on Friday has their annual spooky event that takes place from 1 until 3. Any questions, call Sunridge, 754-0700. MCC is having a spooktacular with free bags of candy for the first 100 kids that show up. This is at MCC in Bullhead City, and that starts at 5 p.m. on Friday. Also on Friday, we have a Halloween dance at Mojave Accelerated Learning Center. And that is, they tell you, oh, by the way, they tell you no mask, no face paint, and no backpacks. Starts at 6:30. Any questions, call Mojave Accelerated Learning Center. The drags are in Kingman this week. Street drags on Route 66. Friday they go on from noon to 9 p.m. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. And on Sunday, 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. They have a website for information, Kingman66StreetDrags.com. Oatman has the Haunted Ghost Town, a 7 mine, trunk or treat. That's at 6 o'clock on Friday and Saturday. And then, of course, 43rd annual Indian Days, Mojave Indian Days are coming up. And then there's the Corn Fest this weekend, and there's a blood drive on Friday, and all kinds of things going on. You want to know more, call me, 928-201-3313. That's going to count it for the tuna today. It's almost 1 o'clock. Sean Hannity gets in your ears after the news.